Kia ora e te whānau, kua kotahi ngāhuru karaka I te ata. You're listening to Art Bank.
No mai haramai and welcome to Art Bank for not just any other Sunday. My name's Tom Tuke and I'm coming at you from under a woolen blanket in Ototahi Christchurch. My fourth take at this, so if I'm starting to sound a little hot and bothered, just bear with me. Hey, hope you're, relaxing and enjoying the BFM beats on a Sunday morning. We have talked to Vanessa Gurung, who's a zine maker and librarian based in Tamaki Makaurau, and her zine project, All About Crushes, sounds pretty interesting. I'll be hearing a little bit about how that started up and what it has manifested into, as well as how the libraries deal with zines these days. So that could be pretty cool. The other person I've talked to is Kate Bartlett. She's a drama and dance teacher at Waitakere College. I'm intrigued as to how a teacher is surviving in these testing times and what she might be expecting from dance and drama teachers, dance and drama students working out of their homes. So grab a blanket, jump under one as well if you like. Stick with us, Art Bank on 95BFM. We'll be bringing you a whole lot of tunes and those two interviews, as well as a little bit of chat from me about what to expect in the art world in the coming times. Little hint, I've got no idea. So, yep, Art Bank, stay tuned.
13 broke down the violence. Little boys playing around, shot down the violence. The violence. Baby girl, baby dad, he's had it. The violence. Thank you.
me, don't repeat. Are you feeling me? 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 I be no repeat, I be no repeat, I be no repeat, I be no repeat, I be no repeat. Are you feeling me? 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 Hey, I be no repeat. Can you feel the heat? I feel like a nigga walking so damn hard, got blisters on my feet. Now I'm riding round a shotgun and I'm feeling fucking free. I'ma roll that marijuana and no place to get it three. You know I got a bad bitch in the bed with a big bag of the stink. Floating loud with the windows down, I'ma fuck that bitch, no cap. I got Henny up in my drink, don't care why no haters think. You know my pockets, they be bulging like I robbed a fucking bank. You in the spotlight, but it's not right to be hot like that. Got my ice on, give me frostbite, no, I got my neck. But I still got my check, so I got my flex. And I'm on repeat, so my nigga don't care what's next.
Give me my digits. Hitting the road, I'm packing my bags to my mom, back in the mom. Stacking that rapper, just bring me a blonde. She wanna go back to the club. Like, where my manners? I don't like no cameras. I ain't got no time, we ballin' overseas like Yannis. Nothing ever happening by accident, we plan this, yeah. Ammo Nation gang, we lining up like we the planets, yeah.
Spotlight, but it's not right, cause they're not like us. Try to walk like, try to rock like, try to talk like us. But I still got my checks, so I still got my flex. And my whole gang here, so a nigga don't care what's next.
I be no repeat, I be no repeat, I be no repeat, I be no repeat, I be no repeat. Are you feeling me? Are you feeling me? Are you feeling me? Are you feeling me? Are you feeling me?
You're listening to Art Bank on 95 BFM.
Kia ora everyone, Tom Duke here, and I'm talking to Vanessa Gurung, awesome cartoonist, artist, and librarian based in Auckland City. Hey, Vanessa.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, nice to be talking to you. Do you reckon you could give us a little introduction to you and your zine?
Yeah, sure. I'm Vanessa. I work at the library, Central City, and I guess I'm an aspiring cartoonist. Sorry, Mum and Dad. Mostly draw autobiographical comics, and the zine I'm currently working on putting together at the moment is called Chicken Soup for the Soul on Crushes, which is kind of like a spoof version of the Chicken Soup series. It's an anthology of comics and stories from different contributors, all kind of revolving around the concept of crushes. Yeah.
Cool. So crushes. What's inspired a crush-based zine? Like, is it an outlet for your crush-based drawings, or...?
sort of. It did initially start out as a joke, as many of my comic ideas tend to do. So it's actually the second zine in a series. So there was one before this one, and the first one, which was Chicken Soup for the Millennial Soul and Breakups. That was inspired by a big breakup I had at the end of last year. And, I'm an emotional person, and I just thought it would be cool to use that kind of energy for something productive like a scene about breakups, I guess. And initially I was going to do it by myself, but I didn't want to, come off as crazy. So I thought just getting some of my friends to contribute would be a good buffer, I guess.
Yeah, a group of crazy people sometimes is less crazy.
Exactly. And it's always way more interesting with different viewpoints and experiences.
So what were some of the sort of interesting aspects of that first edition of Chicken Soup for the Millennial Soul on Breakups? What were some of your favourite contributions?
People were very open and honest, which was beautiful. It seemed like nothing was really off limits. So people were sharing very personal things, and I think a favorite one was a comic by my friend Zoe Colling called The Dancer, and it was pretty much a one-pager about how she got together with this guy who was a dancer, kind of just to like lose her virginity, but it didn't really work out. And yeah, her comics are like beautiful and really, really well written. And another goodie was from another friend of mine called Natalie Lim, and it's called AI Cannot Love. And it's about it's fictional. And it's about a girl who falls in love with like an AI boyfriend on like a Nintendo sort of console, and he ends up like breaking up with her because he's kind of just like sick of her shit. It's real brutal but hilarious.
So funny. I love that, like, sort of spoof on the idea that, like, can AI learn to love? Yes, but doesn't necessarily mean it's going to love you.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Like, doesn't ScarJo, like, break up with Joaquin Phoenix in that?
Oh, true. Okay. Yeah. That's the thing. I'm not really up with all my AI sort of references, to be honest, so maybe that's something I should do in the next few weeks.
You got the time, so...
Yeah. And so you said earlier you're working at Auckland City Libraries. I'm interested in whether or not Auckland Libraries have embraced zines much.
Yeah, we have a zine collection. So it's mostly local stuff, but we do have some older zines from overseas. Like, we have, like, quite a few Riot Girl ones, which is pretty cool, and then all this other, like, Cross Punk shit from America. But, yeah, Cross Street Zine Library closed a few years ago, and they gave us their collection, which was pretty massive. And then every zine fest will buy a bunch of stuff to add to our collection. But we also do take donations, so if you have a zine you want to share, you can drop it off at Central City Library, like, not right now, obviously, and it's not automatically guaranteed that it will go into the collection, but, you know, worth a try.
Worth a try, yeah. But maybe worth a try once the Central City Libraries open back up. Otherwise...
Wonderful, yeah.
It's not going to
be...
Yeah. Fingers crossed. And also, I guess, having just sat down with my family over dinner... and tried to explain what a zine is, I thought you might have a better answer. So for people that are still scratching their heads, a zine is...
Pretty much just like a self-published book. Doesn't necessarily even have to be a book. It can just... It's anything, any sort of like artwork, writing, like the... The main thing about a zine is its like DIY nature. So
it's like a DIY sort of self-publication.
Yeah, pretty much. That's exactly what it is.
Great. And so anything else coming up for you? You're going to be coping all right with the old COVID-19 lockdown?
Yeah, I'd say I'm probably enjoying it a bit too much.
Yeah.
I want to make something that's a bit longer at some point, but that's probably not going to happen anytime soon. So probably the next thing I'm going to do is like a short comic anthology. Those are the kinds of comics I like reading the most anyway. Like, I don't know, like Daniel Clowes and April. I mean, whatever I make, definitely I'm going to be like anything near that. But like similar concepts. And I've done like an outline for that. So all I really need to do is draw it. I also want to continue with the diary comic entries. We've been a bit slack with that recently, but I did one today, which I will post later.
Cool. No excuses now, eh?
Yeah.
And so is there anywhere that people can see your work?
I'm real bad with, I don't know how to make up my own website. I really should do that, but I don't know. I just use my Instagram, which is at Super Howl. Super Howl with three L's.
Okay. Cool. And I guess you'll be at the next Zine Fest if that ends up happening.
Yeah, for sure.
Good as gold. Vanessa Gurung, thanks very much for talking to us on ArtBank this morning.
Cool, thanks, Tom.
Yes, darling, but is it art? ArtBank on 95BFM. We'll be right back.
good art. It's Art Bank on 95BFM.
Hakarongo mai, it's Māori words. Because he waka eke noa.
Waiho, leave it alone.
Aw, sweet little puss. You love belly rubs, don't you?
Waiho, it'll have your finger in a minute.
Nah, he loves it, don't you, baby? Ow!
Oh, he loves it.
Waiho, leave it alone.
Māori words, kara whiua, give it a go.
This is a COVID-19 announcement. Answers to frequently asked questions about alert level 4. 1. Why do we need to stay home? Staying home saves lives by breaking the chain of transmission. 2. How does stopping movement help? The virus is spread by us, so we all need to avoid moving around as much as possible. 3. What do you mean by stopping movement? Avoid moving out of your neighbourhood. Don't travel to and from batches or second homes. Don't travel across the country in camper vans. 4. Why is exercise allowed? Going for a walk, run, or bike ride is good for your mental health. Remember to stay close to home. Keep it solitary or only with those you live with, and keep a 2-meter distance from others. 5. Which types of exercise aren't okay? Don't do anything that could lead to you getting lost or hurting yourself and end up requiring the help of the emergency services. 6. Which public spaces are okay to visit? Avoid public spaces like beaches where people commonly linger or are unable to maintain a 2-meter distance. 7. What type of shopping can I do? You can only shop for essential supplies like food or medicine. Nominate one person from your household to go. Be kind, and be aware that shops may limit the number of people who can enter at one time. You can arrange to have your shopping delivered or have family, friends, or neighbours drop off food or supplies at your door. 8. What distance should I keep between myself and others? Stay 2 meters away from others. Keeping your distance slows the spread of the virus. 9. Where's the fastest place to get my questions answered? Go to covid19.govt.nz to find the answers you are looking for fast. Let's all unite against COVID-19.
We might never get flying cars, eh?
I'd settle for a jetpack.
Yeah, nah, but I reckon, like, our visions of the future have been corrupted by a worldview based on constant expansion with no regard for the natural environment, so...
So what do we get then?
Oh, real sick e-bikes.
Bikes and Beyond, your local for future mobility solutions. E-bikes and e-transport sales, servicing, rental and manufacture specialists since 2014. Build a better world, activists, since birth. Bikes and Beyond, Newmarket, Devonport and Waiheke Island. Go to bikesandbeyond.co.nz.
Listen. Listen to Sigrid's radio show. It's just music, but for 3 hours. Sigrid. Selections by Sigrid. Very good songs. Sigrid. It's Thursday afternoon, 1 to 4. Listen to it. The Thursday 1 to 4 with Sigrid on 95BFM. Listen live or tune in later on podcast and RSS. It's Thursday afternoon, 1 to 4. Listen, it's just music.
It's just music. Music. We play the first.
We're an underground radio station here, and we bring the truth.
BFM, broadcast to the world and podcast to your device. Go to 95bfm.com for show podcasts.
I think the name's a joke on something. Art Bank?